Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living in Las Vegas podcast. I am, in fact, your humble host, Scott Whitney. It's lovely to have you here. But wait a minute. Who's next to me? Oh, she looks like a piece of candy. I would like to... No. Don't you go rogue. That won't go rogue. Anyway, that's my naughty jelly sweet. I call her many things, but I also call her Mrs. Melissa Whitney Began. You have a nice pillow in your shop, baby. You know, at the beginning of every show, I look forward to Melissa's pep talk. She gives me a little pep talk every show. And I've mentioned it a couple times. Last show was a little pep talk. I got a couple pep talks on this show. First of all, apparently I don't know how to order a show. And we almost went to blows just before the show. She's had a rough day at work, and she'll kick my ass if I don't behave. Oh, but wait, it gets better, kids. She also tells me, I lean into her to talk to her and apologize, because I'm a smart husband. And she goes, "Did you have tuna for lunch?"
Well, you smelled like tuna.
Isn't that sweet?
You might need, you know what, you guys need it.
Don't make me cry on air.
I'm just saying, what you guys might need to think about is some of those Wisp toothbrushes. You don't need any water. You just, and then scrub.
When Jacob came and hugged me four times before the show, he didn't say, "Did I have tuna breath, Jacob?"
Well, did he have fish too?
No, I don't know. But I had a fish fillet.
Did you smell tuna?
Don't answer that. Fuck. That's bad.
And I think I smelled it last week, too.
That's great.
And you know, the reason is, you know, I'm so sensitive to the tuna smell. I can't stand tuna. So, you know, he leans in to say something. I'm like, oh.
Good night. That's about right. 5 minutes. That's
sorry, I'm going to get you some Wisp things here for you guys.
Thank you. Anyways, let's say thank you to Dr. Rothman. Thank you, Dr. Rothman. Maybe you could help me. Maybe you could just fix,
what?
I don't know, blind me. I don't care. Breath laser. Let's talk about our adopted child. We've had a lovely bunch of coconuts as our adopted children.
We're getting quite a bunch.
I think they're very good kids. We've had, you know, the Kendall and the Christina, and we had Bob Scott here last week, and they've done a fine job. Of course, nobody has sent me a painting like one of my kids, which is nice.
Special.
Of course, Bob Scott
sends. Did you put it up? You know, you're talking about.
Yeah, we have it up in the studio, of course.
I know you like artwork.
Sure. Of course, Bob Scott sends alcohol, which makes him maybe the better son. Oh, jeez. Do you hear that? Literally, we almost got attacked by the audience. And oh, that's right. You have brought a lot of alcohol. And she's about to throw pens at me. Kind of neat.
You're in trouble with the women folk,
but, you know,
in your family.
I know. So far, this has been a great show. And I imagine the women in the chat room are like, yeah, he sucks. There's nothing good about him at all. But, you know, because it's Turkey Day coming up, Thanksgiving, I felt that we should reach out to the animal kingdom is kind of what I was thinking.
Oh.
And there is an animal close to me.
Boswell or Coda?
Well, neither one of them. I mean, they're close to me, but I can't adopt them. They're already ours.
Oh. Right?
There is an animal that I have placed my hand in its anus, which is what you do to a turkey.
What the heck?
And that, you don't know?
Seriously.
Have you not heard? Okay.
You know,
okay.
I have a life outside of this.
Yeah,
part.
But it's not, it's a puppet. I'm sorry. This is not going to be a good show. It'll be short.
Seriously.
And there's a good chance we're not going to make 10 years. Okay. I love you so very much.
I love you.
Hey, I have an idea. First, okay, we'll do the adoption real quick. So our adopted child is from another show. If you watch Pub Crawl, you'll know that an occasional participant, who's a puppet, his name is Rat.
And, we love
and
Rat.
And there's Rat up there drinking a Foster's. He's out and about.
Is he Australian?
Do you want him to be? Will you be happier with me if he is?
I just thought maybe he might be a little bit Australian because Foster's is an Australian beer.
How would you feel about that? Good?
No, it's just...
Whatever you want. He's Australian. And I never put my hand in there. Never. Never. I am the voice of Rat, just so you know. All right. So Rats are adopted. Big hand for Rat. Big hand for our live audience over here. Big hand for the live chat. There it is. Now, geez.
What's wrong?
Interesting. Today I'm drinking Miller Gin and Draft 64. Now, if you remember last week, I drank 55 calories. Now I'm at 64. Apparently, I'm not as fat as I thought I was. So I'm allowed to go up. Now, how many more calories, Wayne? I think you said 12. It's actually 9.
Well, not for that. 12, give or take 3.
Okay, so it's a rounding error. By the way, he's an accountant. So we're at the 64. I think next week I'll be able to drink water. It'll be great. But this is unfair. Look at me. I'm drinking this.
How do you like it?
It's terrible.
Really?
It's swill, but I thought it was funny. But I feel bad. I feel sad.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm having a lovely beer, and I think what we need is for something for you. I know that you've got water, but
wait, hold on.
Garçon? Et on sommelier? Oh, very nice.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Ah.
This evening we have a Creo 2009, a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Lovely. Would you show the lady, please?
Oh, that looks so lovely.
Shall we have some?
Please.
But I can't.
Well, I'll drink it for you.
You're going to drink it. I'm on antibiotics. You brought the wine for me, but you're going to drink it.
Maybe you could smell it. We didn't know that you were on antibiotics until you walked in.
You knew.
I knew because I'm an idiot. Take a sniff. Just don't drink it. Just smell it. How's it smell?
Wonderful.
Good.
Can't I just have a taste?
Yes. If your heart stops, Wayne knows CPR. But don't ask him to add anything.
Oh, that is so good. Did you pick that out?
Yes.
Yes. It's the finest in screw top wine.
Please.
Seriously, is that a screw top?
You bet.
Well, all it's the, really good,
all the good
I thought.
Wines do it. Notice how he's pouring it professionally. Did we spill?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Are you okay? Don't get
I'm okay. I don't want to get it on
her jacket. Thank you.
Hang on.
A little something for you.
You get a tip?
Here's my business card. Thank you.
This is really good. I don't know who picked this up, but it's delicious.
You did, actually.
Oh, I did.
it came from the party. I'll taste it. That's a shame you're not drinking that.
Yeah, isn't it good?
It's very good.
It's very good. I have good taste in wine.
If you want to smell it, you just...
That's funny that it's a screw top.
Let me know.
No, that was really good.
Hey, speaking of drinking, I don't know if you had a chance to watch the show, but we had we did Talktails last week, of course. And,
I got the edited version last night from you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at me. That's 10 push-ups for me. I forgot to tell you we have a new rule here in the studio, the Vegas Video Network studio, and that is if you make a mistake, you've got to do 10 push-ups. I would do them right now, but it is a sad thing to watch. So I won't do them right now, but I will be doing them
funny.
Because we've got a, we, no,
do you guys
we've got
do,
a,
we've do got you a, do push-ups all day long in here?
we make a lot of mistakes, so yes, can't you tell?
Do you have a push-up station?
We do it right here, or we do it over there. Sometimes we do hard push-ups where our feet are on the stage, but our hands are down there on the floor. No, absolutely. Ted does a lot of those. Teddy Covers from Vegas Sports Day. Anyways,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow, inverted push-ups.
Is that what you call that? We're not messing around. Hey, how do you reach out to us? There's a couple ways, right? Email onairq@livinginlv.com, onairq@livinginlv.com. We have a toll-free number. It's 866-966-4599. Of course, you can get on the live chat and interact with us now. Wayne is watching that live chat, and I'm expecting some great things to come from Wayne or somebody who pretends to be Wayne. And as a matter of fact,
it looks like Wayne.
It is Wayne. And also, we're on the Twitter, VegasVideoNTWRK. We are approaching 3,000 followers on the Twitter.
Wow.
If you don't catch us live, you can catch us on VegasVideoNetwork.com. You can catch us on the Roku. I love the Roku. The iTunes. And KSHP.
We're everywhere.
We are everywhere. If you want us,
we're everywhere
we're
in the world.
And you know what else is happening right now?
What?
Chat. What do you got, Wayne?
Jackie in the chat would like to take credit for the Creo Vintage 2009.
Mm.
That's true. Actually.
That's right. Well, big hand for Jackie, everybody. Thank
that's
you, Jackie.
That's true. I gotta give. That's true, Jackie.
So what have we been up to? I was gonna say this. We had this show here, a little thing called The Talk Tale, with Chris Phillips, Zoe Bowie, as you all know, and we had Frankie Marino on yesterday. And, you know, the idea behind Talktales is to talk and have cocktails, hence the name Talktales.
Clever little name.
Yeah,
you're very good at that.
Yeah, you're very good.
You're very good at that naming of the show thing.
Thank you, honey. Oh, I love you. Would you like some wine for me to drink for you?
No, I better not, because I really want to drink it.
I'll drink it for you.
Okay.
Oh, God.
You're such a kind and, you know, giving.
That is, you picked out a good one. Jackie, well played.
Good job.
Well played, honey.
Good job.
Anyway, so we had Frankie Moreno on, and Frankie and Chris are known to bend the elbow, tip the drink, have a sip, even while they're on stage, which I like about them. They're kind of fun. And it was cool because a couple of cool things happened last night. First of all, Frankie gave away, or is offering to give away, 5 pairs of VIP tickets.
Whoa, seriously?
Yeah.
5 pairs?
5 pairs of VIP tickets to his show. I'm going to tell you how to win that. There's Frank. Look at that. Frankie. Wow. Man. Nice.
Oh, he's a sharp dress.
Nicely
dress
played,
man.
Jacob. Nicely played there with the little whatsy. Uh-oh. Somebody's going to get a hug after the show. That's you, brother.
I wish you could see Jacob's face. Right. We need to have a camera on Jacob's face. He's just smiling.
There he is. Right. Hey, okay. All right. Very good. And so here's how you win. The contest is still ongoing because we haven't had 5 winners yet. So
can I win?
You've already won. We're going on Saturday is the plan.
Oh.
But anybody can win. It's wide open. Here is the thing. Here's the question. The question is, during his performance, Frankie's performance, he has some shots. He drinks some shots during his performance. The question is, how many shots of Crown Royal does he drink over the course?
He's a Crown guy, too.
Over the course of the performance.
Oh, God.
How many?
So you have Chris Phillips, Crown guy.
And?
Frankie.
A Crown guy.
Oh, that must have been
it was
good
funny.
Time here in the studio.
It was pretty cool. So, and I will show you a demonstration of that. Shortly.
Oh, wait, I'm very interested.
But first, the contest. How many shots of Crown Royal does he take on average during a show? Send your answer to talktales@vegasvideonetwork.com. Again, talktales@vegasvideonetwork.com.
On the website?
It's already on the Talktales episode. That question's already there. The email's already there. So if you didn't quite catch it, just go to the website, look for the latest Talktales episode, and you'll see the question and where to send it to. But funny.
How many tickets have been won so far?
I can't tell you because it might stop people from trying.
Oh.
Right?
You'll tell me later?
There's try.
Because you know I hate secrets.
I know. The other thing.
I can keep a secret forever.
You sure can.
But I don't.
Except for the secret where you're angry at me. Then you don't keep that.
Oh, that's
secret.
Never really
no,
a secret.
Not really. Okay. No, she pretty much tells
me. Yeah, it's usually pretty right out there.
Pretty much. That's right. Anyway, so far it's been a great show. the other part that was fun is, you know, part of the Talktales thing is, you know, my underlying goal is to get somebody drunk during the show. Not really. Happened last night, though. We finally got a guest clearly drunk. What do you mean, Scott? Well, let's take a look.
You know, It's different for a lounge because we can get drunk and play, but the show we're doing is pretty high energy.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is real stuff.
In it,
but Fridays and Saturdays we do an 8 o'clock show because you know.
Oh yeah, why?
This is this is a terrible way to do a talk show. I swear.
It feels pretty good.
It does feel good. What are you doing tonight after the show? Who are you going to watch?
I don't know, but let's take a stack of ones.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
I'm telling you, you should watch Stockdales to watch people get drunk on the air.
Oh man, they were really having a good time, huh?
It was fun. We had a good time. You should have heard the Stockdales After Dark. Man.
What's that mean?
After you shut down? Yeah. All kinds of stories happen. Yeah, it's pretty cool. If you're in the live audience, you get to see some pretty cool stuff when you're watching that show.
That's a bummer. I was at home working on performance reviews.
That's fun.
This sounded much more fun.
It was fun. So what have we
been up
to? Maybe
I should have been drinking Crown and doing the performance reviews.
Oh, I think that they'd get better performance reviews that way.
Hard to say.
Can't be any worse. I've seen those people. Actually, you probably all got fives. Isn't that how you do it? Fives, tens? I forget how that works.
I can't discuss that yet.
Hey, guess what I did? This weekend I was alone.
Deserted?
Sadly. Deserted.
Did you feel deserted?
A little bit. A little bit. I'll tell you what the upside, though, was. I really felt like, you know, I've been playing some Call of Duty 4s, Black Ops, and I've been just getting my ass handed to me. So I went back to Call of Duty 2.
And you feel a little better?
I just kicked the crap out of some 12-year-old kids.
Did you get, you got the Call of Duty 4?
Well, you bought me Call of Duty 4.
What's the new one that's just coming out?
I forget what it's called. We haven't got that one yet. No, oh. I have Black Ops. I went this Saturday, I went to the Playboy Club. Actually, that's not correct. The Playboy Comedy Club is where I went. And I went there with our friends Charlie and Gus. And it was funny. We also went off to Ellis Island afterwards. Many people were concerned about my well-being. For some reason.
They thought you were there by yourself.
Yes, and they thought I was going to become a prostitute.
No,
or
I think they thought you were either going to get shot or, you know.
Become hooked. Be
something.
A hooker.
You might be a target for a multitude of reasons if
right.
you go there by yourself.
But the truth was, we just went there, had their special.
You went there to get a steak dinner.
Yeah, we went there for a steak dinner and a couple beers and the special locals only deal, $6.99, not $7.99, $6.99 for your steak, your salad, green beans, which
dessert.
I ate, and a beer. We didn't get dessert.
I thought they usually did.
Oh my God, you're right.
Don't they usually do dessert?
I think you're right.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I think you're right. But the Playboy Club, Comedy Club. So had never been there before. Gooch was performing there.
Gooch.
Your buddy Gooch was there. And we had Gooch and then a guy who runs the club, a guy named Court McCowan, I think his name is. And then a guy who we had on Awkward Silence last week, Ben Gleeb. And so we went to the 8 o'clock show, the earlier show. They do an 8 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show. Went to the early show, got in there. Interesting. So we bought a couple of drinks at the bar, and they wouldn't let us bring the drinks in. Now, we bought it at the bar.
What bar? In the Palms?
Yeah, so you walk into the Palms, and if you kind of hang right, there's a bar there. And it's at the club is at the lounge, which is one of the bars.
Yeah.
And they turn it into the Playboy comedy thing at 8 and 10.
Right.
So there's a bar here. And then behind the bar, sunken area, it's the club.
I know exactly what you're talking
about.
Okay,
so I bought the drink there. We all bought a drink there. We went to go in, and they wouldn't let you bring your drink in.
You know, isn't that bar open on both sides, though?
Yeah.
So
it's the same bar.
That is
ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
So,
but do they have a thing there, like a two-drink minimum?
Nope.
Or anything?
Nope. None of that. But it was just pretty stupid. So we had to go off to the side and finish our drinks, which is it's silly. There's no reason for that. So we finished our drinks, blam, and went and sat down. Are there Playboy bunnies there? Yeah, we saw little bunny girls running around.
Wait, in the comedy club?
Yep, running around.
And they had their ears
little bunnies,
on.
Little
tails?
Cotton tail. Yeah, sure. Huh. That's how you used to put on my makeup. I'm glad that wasn't really showing. Because that's going to get in trouble.
So
let me talk about.
I'd like to go. Can we go again?
Well, maybe.
Oh, you're not super.
We're not. Well, let me tell you how it went. So it's a beautiful room. It's very nicely appointed, beautiful furniture, great sound system. I think one of the challenges is it has very, very tall ceilings, probably in the 15-foot range or
so
even higher.
Was it like echoey or?
Well, the typical comedy clubs have low ceilings, and the reason they do that, as I understand it, is so that the laughter really is loud. You know, it really resonates, and it's easy for the comic to hear, but it's also easy for the other audience members to hear. So I got a picture of Gooch on the stage, and you can see the stage. I mean, it's a nice-looking, nicely appointed place. I mean, it's beautiful. It's very, very nice. It's easy.
It looks like a good crowd in there, too. Was it full?
No. It was about, I would say, 75% full, you know, plus or minus, give or take. It wasn't full. They have, you know, like VIP booths all the way around the side of it, the back of it, and a few were full, but not all of them. And it was a subdued crowd, so kind of a quiet crowd. So Gooch came up and did his stuff, did a nice job. He, you know, got him kind of fired up. And then the second guy came up, this court guy, who actually runs the club. And
is he on every show?
I think he is. I think he's the feature, the second person on every show.
Wow.
I don't know if that's true, but my understanding is he was.
I feel like that shouldn't be that way. Like, you know, if you live in town, you want to see, you know, and a lot of times, you know, comedians or, you know, comics will have a lot of the same jokes, right? So, you know, just as a local, I like the idea of more variety.
Well, and you brought up a good point because somebody asked, you know, how many people here are locals, and the majority of people in that room were locals. This is the 8 o'clock show versus the 10 o'clock show. I don't know if that changes, but it was absolutely the case for the 8 o'clock show.
Right.
So, as I said, the room was a little subdued. There wasn't these big guffaws. You know, some of the jokes weren't huge. And this court guy really kind of copped an attitude. You know, he basically said, literally, hey, I've already got my pitch. Like, I don't really care if you guys laugh or not.
Whoa.
So Charlie really didn't like that. She was really pretty angry about that. And then eventually he's kind of an attack comic. And so all of them did crowd work, which is, you know, talking to the crowd. And he did it as well.
I like that.
And I do too, but his was a bit more acerbic, more of an attack kind of guy.
That's probably just his shtick, right?
Well, and it is. He's kind of the angry guy. But he was kind of attacking, and Charlie wasn't really laughing, and she kind of whispered, you know, I didn't come here to be made fun of. I didn't come here to have people say bad things about us. Which, and he had some good stuff. He had some strong material, but she wasn't having anything of it. And then Ben came up and did a nice job. Again, it was a subdued audience, but one thing I recognized, and I really didn't know this before, was there was a group of like 8 guys that were kind of nutty looking. They were, you know, beards and a little freaky. They ended up being like professors and actuaries, and one of them worked for the CDC. I mean, it was a very eclectic group. And they were sitting right in front, and all 3 comics picked on him.
Right.
And what ended up happening was there was one guy who looked kind of like Grizzly Adams, big beard, long ponytail, and they all did basically the same joke-ish. And so what happened, it was very clear that they weren't listening to each other.
Right.
Right. And so it kind of took a little way from what was some pretty good lines, but the fact that they clearly weren't paying attention to the other comics, I thought was kind of an issue. I thought it was a little downer.
Right.
But so overall, it's a nice room. I think the high ceilings are a problem for that kind of a crowd. Now, again, when we walked out, there was a huge line for the 10 o'clock show. As a matter of fact, Courtney, who's on Awkward Silence 2.1, she was in line. So my guess is that crowd was probably a better crowd. Clearly had more people, I'm sure, so it probably sounded better from a laugh perspective. But I think the tallest thing is a problem, and I really do think that you got to be careful with how you speak to the audience, because clearly some people weren't real happy with it. Mm. But so then from there we went over to Ellis Island, and I became a hooker. Then that's not true. And then last night, After cocktails, I thought I needed to go out and have a cocktail. No, that's not what I did. There's a gal here, a gal named Kelly Clinton Holmes. We've had her on Cocktails as well. She's married to Clint Holmes.
Yeah, I've seen.
Who's a big time star here? He did the song. My name is Michael. I've got a nickel.
Right.
What's that song? What's the title of that song? What's the title of that song, though? Do we know? Anyways, he's the.
That was pretty good, Jake.
What's it? Playboy of my mind, or playgirl, or play things in my mind. Anyways, he did that song in the 70s. And we had him on, a lovely couple. She's a very talented gal, singer, comedian, does impressions. Well, she hosts this thing at the Bootlegger Bistro, which is every Monday night from, it's usually from 9 to, I think, 12. Last night was from 8:30. And it's basically all these musicians, local musicians, coming in and kind of jamming. And so I've seen and I've heard about this since I've been here. A local media guy, when I first moved here, said, you got to check this place out. I had heard they were doing karaoke. But
it's kind of far from our house. Otherwise, we probably would have gone sooner.
It is. So the address is 7700 South Las Vegas Boulevard. It's south of the outlets, the south outlets. So, below Fry's, there's some outlets, and below that is this place.
Right.
So I went there and just to kind of check out and see what they had. So it's a really nice, it's an Italian restaurant, this Bootlegger Bistro. Pretty good size, dark, very well appointed. I like the look of it a lot. And then I heard somebody playing, so I just kind of, followed the music. And there they were.
Are they in the bar or where are they?
Well, so this is an interesting question. So the way it's set up is there's a restaurant over here. You walk in restaurant, the host, and then you go back. There's a nice size bar here. And I figured this was in a bar, like a bar with seats, kind of a club loungy thing. That's not what this is.
Is it in another back room?
Kind of. So you've got this bar here and it's kind of, at a level A. And then there's an additional dining room off to the side that's sunken. And at the far end of the dining room is the stage.
So while you're dining,
That's right. That's the good news.
That's kind of cool.
The bad news is, if you're not dining there, you can't get a good seat because the bar is packed. So I had to
Bar is packed to listen to the music too?
Yeah, for sure. So I was, on the side of the service station, and I was in the guy who was doing sound. They were having some sound problems. He kept going in and out, and I could tell he wasn't happy with me kind of sitting there. But there was nowhere else for me to go, so I hung out. And watched it, and I'll tell you, it was fascinating. So Kelly is a very, very good host. She's a singer, and she has a good time, good sense of humor. She's very complimentary of anybody who comes up. And it was interesting
the
skill level.
Anybody can get up and sing?
Pretty much. It seemed like that. The skill level was really wide. Now, what I expected to hear was a lot of the standards, jazz, and those kind of things. And there was that being played. And like I said, the skill level was very good and good and pretty good, and it was not just
but not as good as me.
Well, of course not. No one is good as that. I would like to make 10 years just so I could buy her a big diamond ring. Yeah, I love you too, honey. Would you like some wine you can't have? No? Okay. So, pretty eclectic mix of musicians. So I got in there, a guy was playing guitar, doing some jazz stuff, kind of doing a George Benson thing, and it was good. And then a gal came up to sing one of my all-time favorite songs, Four Non-Blondes, whatever that song is. What's up, that's it. And she brought a CD in to kind of play with it, which was a little odd, but the backup band, a drummer, a keyboard player, and a sax player. I mean, these guys are professional musicians. So they figured out the song pretty quickly and they played along with it. It was pretty cool.
They played along with the CD while she sang.
Yeah, they kind of backed the CD down a little bit. But you could tell they didn't know the song. They're jazz guys, mostly not rock guys. So the beat was a little not quite what the song would be. And at the end, they didn't quite end it the way the song would normally end because they're just not into that music. But it was good. The gal who got up, sang, did a nice job, and it was pretty cool. A couple guys came up that were stunning. So an old guy had to be in his 70s, old, little Jewish guy, gray hair, balding, gets up to play. They had a grand piano there, and he crushed it.
What did he play?
Just some, some jazz standards, but his own, I forget the songs.
He sang too?
No, he just played.
Who was the other guy a separate act?
other white guys.
Said two guys got up.
Oh, yeah, two different people. First one is this piano player. And so he played a couple, three songs, and it was some of the best piano playing, jazz piano playing, I've ever heard live.
Wow.
It was unbelievable this was happening in this little bistro. And everybody was just kind of,
Is he a regular? Like, what? Does he go there regularly and play?
I don't know. And I don't get the sense that, I didn't get the sense a lot of the people there were people who come every Monday. I felt it was very kind of, I'm in, I'm out, maybe I'm there, I'm not. It was really interesting. Huh. When I walked in, there was an older white guy singing just like Louis Armstrong.
Huh.
Just like him. Sounded just like him.
But was it mostly jazz?
Yeah. So this piano guy gets up and does three or four songs. He killed it. The band kind of comes in, does a nice job. Some other folks, a singer comes up, some other singers come up, and then the sax player gets up there.
Wait, the sax player from the band?
Just a separate sax. Oh, yeah, good question.
Okay.
Another sax player gets up there. And it's just a regular old kind of white guy. He gets up there and plays the best saxophonist I have ever heard live.
Wow.
Amazing. I was just kind of like, wow. He just killed it, crushed it. Now, he was a little kind of full of himself, a little bit. So at the end of his thing.
But he deserved to be so, it sounds.
Well, like. I mean, like, for instance, the guy, the regular keyboard player, is a very good regular keyboard player. He wasn't doing well, for example. So he's playing, killed it, crushed it. And at the end, he pulls off his saxophone and does this. Eesh. And it's a little much, especially for that crowd.
Maybe he was just really into it. Like, well, really, excited. And
he was.
Like,
he was absolutely really into it. He was really into himself. Which was, it was kind of a turnoff for me because he was so good. And he was really pushing the other musicians, making them really work to keep up with them, which was, it was good. And it ended up being amazing music. But that one little, you know, he did a couple things that were kind of me kind of stuff. And I get it. I mean, he was world-class musician. He could play anywhere in the world for sure. Probably has. I mean, clearly he has. But it was a little off-putting. But other than that, the overall environment there was really pretty nice. I had a couple Captain and Diets, $7.25 apiece, and I had a Caesar salad.
How was that?
And it was a good Caesar salad.
Because I know you have that high
bar. It was a very good Caesar salad. So the whole thing was $21, I think, for the two drinks and the salad.
Oh, it's making me hungry.
So, I forgot that I had some pictures here. So, this is the poster of, that's Kelly right there.
Wow, she's really pretty.
Yeah, real pretty, real nice. And I'll tell you a story about bumping into her at the end here. So, that's Kelly. In the next shot, this is a blues, you know, an older guy in the white outfit doing a little blues and stuff. And it was nice. And the next guy, you can see the piano player in the back, the regular keyboard player. That's Kelly introducing another act. Next photo is, that's the sax player I was talking about. So this guy here, I didn't catch his name, I probably should have wrote it down, but just a monster. If he's not the best sax player in Las Vegas, I'd be shocked. He was that good. It was interesting, so I didn't want to interrupt because she was busy, you know, getting people on the list and finding out how to introduce them. So I didn't want to interrupt her and, you know, get in her way. And I'm one of those guys that thinks, you know, she met me, but I figured she wouldn't remember me. So I didn't want to go, hi, I'm Scott. She'd be like, you're from who? So I'm really kind of shy about that kind of thing. But she was off to the side watching the act. So I was getting ready to leave, and I went up to her, and I said, hey, how you doing, Kelly? And she goes, and I said, you don't know me. You don't remember. You don't remember me. Don't sweat it. She goes, no. I said, well, I'm with Talktales, Vegas Video Network. She goes, yeah, what's your name? I said, Scott. She goes, Scott Whitney. Oh, okay.
Did that make you feel good?
Felt a little bit better. Yeah. So I like it. She nodded no, man. I said, don't ever go. But she remembered me. So.
That's not true. You came home, you were pretty excited.
I was pretty excited. I'll definitely go back. It is out of the way. If it were closer to us, we would definitely go all the time. And it's clearly the place to be. I mean, I watched those people eat in that lower area, and I was there for maybe an hour or so. Nobody left.
Well, you know, we complain a lot about there's not a lot of you know, live jazz in Vegas, right?
Right.
And when we first moved here, because we used to go to a lot of, you know, different places in the Bay Area when we lived there, and we, you know, go and listen to jazz, and we really enjoyed that. So when we first moved here, that was a big issue for us. But it almost could not be further from our house.
Yeah, it's a little far away.
Which isn't bad if you're down at the studio already, yeah, it's not bad to zip down there. So someday I'll just come and hang out. And
we'll
go down.
It's a good time. I'll definitely go back again. And Kelly's just she's very, very good at what she does. The vibe there is very, very good.
Very pretty.
Very pretty. Nice. It's a nice environment. Good, decent drinks, good food. I just wish it'd be easier for people who weren't eating to find a place to sit. And I'm sure they'll take care of that because of this show. I wasn't meant to be funny. You know what time it is?
What time?
It's listener email time.
No.
Yes. Oh, man. All right. This is listener email time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the part where people send us stuff and we talk about stuff. Here's the rule. If you are a man, if you are the weaker sex, nothing. If you are a man, then I'll read it. And you're going to send your email to onairq@livinginlv.com. If you're a female, the stronger sex, huge response to the mostly female audience. There you have it. And the one guy who clapped was a man.
Thanks, ladies.
If it's a female, then Melissa will read it. For the first time in many times, we get an email from Jennifer G. Hit it, Jennifer.
Huh. All right. Hi, y'all. Maybe I should do that with a more southern accent.
How?
Hi, y'all. She actually just says hi, y'all.
Oh.
Anyways, okay. Hi, y'all. This email is for Scott Whitney. Okay, my husband and I will be in town January 27th through the 29th, 2012. Now,
okay, pause. That's what I like. Thinking ahead. Already you can tell she's thinking ahead. Continue.
What if this is a secret?
It's not. Oh, okay. Well, she said it's on air cue. That means on air question. By the way, if it is a secret, Jennifer, you might want to ask your husband not to be listening.
All right, we are very big fans of the network.
Applause.
And for a late Christmas/anniversary gift for my husband, I would love to set up a meet and greet with Scott and Melissa.
Pause.
Mwah.
Jennifer, you, my dear, should write a book on how to keep your marriage strong. You know what's important.
You gonna read
it? It's not money. It's for a man. It's not. You don't want money. There's two things men want.
Well, it is a trip.
Two things men want. There are. There's two things. You should probably take a look at her right there. Two things men want. And the second is coming to the Vegas Video Network. Please continue.
Melissa, it says, I would love to set up a meet and greet with Scott and Melissa, and then in parentheses, Melissa, if you are in town, because I know I do travel. Anytime during when we are in town, maybe go get a drink somewhere.
Pause. Thank you, Ira. If you want a meet and greet with us, offer to have us a drink.
But you have a full bar here. You don't have to go somewhere to have it.
I like when people buy us a drink. We met our bestest friends that way.
You have so much alcohol over there.
There's really never
We need
enough.
To consume some of that.
My goal is to become, what's that place called? Southern Wine and Spirits? We're going after Southern Wine and Spirits. One drink at a time. Continue with the evening.
Oh, my God. Okay. Great. I hope this will be possible. Do you want to take a break again?
Period. Oh, no.
Ever since, you want to take a break?
Not this
Okay. time. This will definitely get me wife brownie points.
Pause.
If I can pull this off.
Hey, I just paused that.
I know, but you have to let me finish this sentence.
Ladies, if you're looking for wife brownie points, do what Jennifer does. Ask to meet us at the Vegas Video Network. It's a good time, and it's one of the two things men want. Melissa?
Laughing out loud.
That's how you end a good email.
Let me know if this might all be possible. Yes, it is.
It might be. It might be possible.
It could not be possible.
It could not be possible, but it might be possible. If it's possible, then it will happen. Safe to say. If it's possible, it'll happen.
And we know that's very...
I have already contacted Jennifer and said, we are up for it. But maybe not. We may not be able.
If we're here, we're
if
in.
If we're in, we're in. So that's the ticket. If we're in, well, we're in.
Where do you think she's from?
She is from the internet. That's where it came from. I don't really, I'm sure she's coming from
the internet.
She's from the internet. She is from the internet. I could actually tell because I could, you know.
Can I just say, ladies, send some more. I really like.
You actually read that very well, honey.
I really like.
Would you like some more wine you can't have? Okay.
I really liked reading them, so I hope more women send in.
All right. You heard it. Okay, let's take us a little break, and we're going to talk about why I was abandoned this last weekend.
Aww.
Why I had to kill a bunch of 12-year-olds at Call of Duty 2. This is a Living in Las Vegas extravaganza. We'll be right back.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
And that's why I went back to women. By the way, during the break, we have figured out how to handle the
seating issue.
The seating issue at Bootlegger Bistro. We're going to send somebody. These two right there. Have them eat, and then we're going to show up, and then we're going to have a little booth. Dig that. How did that happen?
I'm going to go early and eat with them.
Okay. Before we talk about what we're going to talk about, something else happened. Dinosaurs.
I was so excited.
Tell us about the dinosaurs, honey.
I am very, very excited. I don't know if anyone else saw this. You guys saw it. Ira saw it. They discovered dinosaur footprints at Red Rock.
And that's not, okay, not walking into
Isn't
my house
because so cool?
I'm so old.
I think that's super cool. They said that it was a dinosaur the size of a Doberman. They said about 3 feet tall.
Doberdino.
They found a bunch of dinosaur tracks in the Review Journal. They had a photo of one of them. They're keeping it super like hush-hush on where they're located because they're doing all this studying of it. But you can actually see in the footprints like a three-toed foot, like the ripples in the mud.
Is there a picture of that?
Well, it didn't show up in the printout. Yeah, but it's really super cool, I think. It's like the first documented thing that, you know, there's actually... We're dinosaurs here, so now they're like, well, where, you know, maybe there are bones here, you know, all this stuff. Anyways,
well, if there are dinosaur footprints, there's probably bones.
It'll be interesting
to
see what they find out.
And they
said, and I think that it was just like somebody, you know, happened to stumble across it, is what it sounds like, you know. And it's in kind of a remote part of the park. They said it's about a pretty strenuous 2-hour hike.
So it was a healthy dinosaur.
Well,
probably. Have you ever seen a fat dinosaur?
I think it was a healthy
hiker. Other than me.
It's interesting, though. Isn't it kind of...
Thank you, Wayne.
Don't you think it's kind of interesting that they found... And they're estimating that it was 180 to 190 million years ago. I think it's cool.
That's very cool.
I'm very excited.
You know what else is cool?
What?
That you were okay with abandoning me this weekend.
Well,
where'd you go? Tell them.
Well, you're not quite saying it correctly.
Like, oh, I'm sorry.
I've been hounding you to go on vacation for 2 years. And
go very poorly.
He's too busy to go on vacation. So I decided to go make other plans.
I don't need him. I'll go with my girlfriend.
I would have liked. I would have liked.
I don't need you for
this. I don't really do that.
Why do you make me hit you like this? Sorry. That's what you said to me when you hit me. Anyway, she went to the, what's it called?
How many of those 64 beers did you have today?
It's only 64. It can't be worth anything. Ask Frankie Moreno.
Did you bring in a case today, or what's going on here?
Oh, please. That's not correct. Anyways.
No, seriously, you won't go on vacation, so.
I like to go on vacation. I can't.
I didn't say you.
I try to go, and then Jacob
gives
me, he gives me a hug.
I'll
hug
you.
There he is. See, he's saying no, but his eyes say yes.
Well, anyway, so, I got to have some downtime.
I got to be careful with this because he has the control of the cameras now. I can't say things funny about him because he can just say, no, that's not true. You went to where?
I went to New Orleans.
Oh, the Big Easy.
With my friend Michelle, and we just went for 4 days. We had the best time. It was really great.
Now, how far, flight-wise,
it's just like a three-hour flight from Vegas.
Which is pretty close.
Yeah, well, I flew. Yeah, we flew direct. She came from the Bay Area.
Right.
And she flew in here. We met, and we flew the rest of the way there, right?
Right.
We had a cocktail on the plane. Because how you have to start all vacation flights, right?
Right.
You usually have a Bloody Mary. We had cranberry and vodkas.
Oh.
Let's see.
I had a funny line there. Can't use it.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, we flew out. We actually stayed in the French Quarter at this place called Hotel Montlion.
Which is supposed to be?
One of the top 10 most haunted hotels in the country.
How about that?
We were really excited. But I didn't tell my friend Michelle till we were on our way.
Didn't tell her it was haunted?
No.
How did she?
Not until we were
How did she do with that? Okay.
She was like, what? Why are you just now telling me? I'm like, well.
You freak out.
We didn't see any ghosts.
So you got on the airplane. We first went to the airport. We have a picture of her.
Oh, yeah. Check this out. So I'm going through the security line, and you know how they pat people down or whatever. You expect to see people getting pat down or whatever.
Picture?
So I look over, and you can see this lady has her dog on the inspection table. Well, when I first came through, there was nobody there, just the dog on the table with the guy. I'm like, what in the heck? I think they were giving the dog a pat down.
Dogs get pat down.
No, I do. I really do think they were giving the dog a pat down. It was crazy. It was just sitting there, like, all by itself. I think it was like a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel or some cute little fluffy dog.
Which is kind of like our dog, Boswell. And I know one thing. Boswell doesn't like you to put your finger in its butt. And my guess is that's what? Why are you looking at me like that? They have to do a full body. Anyway, so after the airport, you headed on down to the Big Easy.
Don't encourage him, people.
Down to the Big Easy.
Do not encourage him.
Let's go through some photos.
Okay, wait, let me just say, so we get there on Thursday, right? We get in about 5 o'clock and we're starving. And we've always heard about this restaurant. I don't have a photo of it, but of K. Paul's. And I wish I had looked up the name of the chef, but he's really famous. He's the one that makes
Paul
the...
Perdone,
yeah,
Paul Perdue.
Yeah. Oh my God, the food was amazing. The place was nothing like over the top special or anything. It was kind of casual.
Right.
But I had a blackened drum fish. It was so good. Anyways, so.
What's a drumfish?
I don't know. It's like a mild white fish.
Oh, there you go.
Lovely. Okay, so there was nothing too exciting because we were tired from traveling and stuff, and, you know, we're old.
When you think of, let's go ahead and bring some of these pictures up.
Day two, we decided we were going to go on a plantation tour.
But that's not the first picture you took.
But no, I just have to say, our tour wasn't leaving until 12:30, so we went out for breakfast at a place called the Old Coffee Pot. Which is directly next door to
Pat O'Brien's, so,
which is world famous for their hurricanes and their mint juleps. So neither one of us had had a mint julep. We decided at 11 o'clock we needed to have a mint julep prior to going and catching our tour to the plantation.
Which I think you have a picture of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see the picture of the mint julep.
Oh, no.
No, that's not the right one.
Isn't
there one? There it is.
Okay, that's us in the morning. I think we were the only people there because, I mean, for some reason in New Orleans, I guess we're the only ones that want to have cocktails.
Did you tell anybody you're from Las
11.
Vegas?
Yeah.
Did anybody respond to that?
They all said they wanted to come visit me.
See?
Yeah. I had several people say they were, you know.
Fans.
Coming along with us to the airport.
Nice.
Yeah. So we had these mint chilips. It was so strong, I couldn't drink it all. I know.
What?
I know. It's shocking.
That sounds like a good
anyway,
drink.
Anyway, so we really started off our first real day in New Orleans with a mint julep.
As you should.
Which is bourbon. Did you know that it was bourbon in
I
a mint julep?
I did.
Whoa, that thing almost kicked me in the butt. So, okay, what's next, Jacob?
What's next, Jacob? That's how she talks to me. What's next, Scott?
Oh, you know, wait, can we go back two photos?
Yeah, Jacob.
Sorry. Yeah, okay, so when we went to pick up our mint juleps, Michelle, I'm not sure she had ever been to Pat O'Brien's. I had been there one time before.
So this is inside Pat O'Brien's.
Yeah, they have this really cool, it was kind of empty there, so this is an interesting photo because there's no one there. They have these beautiful dueling pianos facing each other. Yeah, they have like this bronze metal on it, and then they have these huge mirrors kind of tilted down so you can see over the pianos. Yeah, it was fantastic. So it's a really cool room. But you can tell there was nobody there when we were there. You could tell it was going to go all downhill hill later in the evening, which it did. So we'll talk about that later. Okay, so we catch our trip. We're on this little bus. We're going to go out. We're going to see two plantations, Laura Plantation and Oak Alley Plantation. So the first one we went to is this is Laura. That's Laura Plantation. And they had tons of sort of documented history about this particular plantation. They call it Laura because the person that wrote a lot about it was a woman named Laura who actually ran the and lived, you know, at the plantation once upon a time. But it's interesting because this is a Creole-styled house, and you can always tell that because the windows always face, like, the river, and it's always raised a floor above, you know, one story up is the main entrance.
Right, so you can see that it's off the ground.
And they're always painted.
Up a bit there.
And they're always painted sort of these lively colors. So it's kind of interesting. It doesn't look that opulent, though, do you think?
No.
Not what you would imagine, right?
No.
And then we had an interesting tour of the grounds, and this is looking towards where the kitchen would have been. As you can imagine, they didn't have a lot of fire departments out there.
Right.
So it was a requirement for the kitchen area not to be attached to the house. And it was very, very common for the kitchens to actually burn down out there. So that happened regularly, it sounds like. So it was just kind of interesting. And they usually had, you know, a little plot of land where they would grow their own veggies. Oh, so this is out and back. It was kind of interesting in this particular place. They at one time had 60, I think it was 3 miles long. A row with slave houses on each side facing each other.
So this is
for
a slave
3 miles.
Here.
And this is one of the quarters. And there would be two families that would live in this, so one on each side. But 3 miles.
Wow. Now, we have a question that may be from the chat or may be from the studio audience.
Oh.
I believe it may be from the studio audience.
You may be a winner, Scott. Sally from the live chat audience would like to know from Melissa if you took a tour of the lower Ninth Ward.
No. You know what? I didn't want to go see it. It's still not in good condition. You know, we had talked to some people about it. They said that, you know, for sure don't go down there alone, they said. But they said there's not a lot down there, and that it's still pretty depressing. And I went to have a good, you know, just wasn't into that, so.
Right. Let's continue.
Sorry, Sally. So this is just
those are some big trees that are really old, right?
Some of the grounds. You know, I don't know. I don't know. Did you? No, that's not Oak Alley.
Oh, next picture.
But you know, okay. So that's Oak Alley. Now that looks what you think of, right? Stereotypical, place. But what's really cool about this place, you might even recognize this. This has been in a lot of movies.
Right.
It's been like also in TV shows like Days of Our Lives. A lot of photo shoots have been done here. But what really is in front of this is the front entrance. There are 28 oak trees lining this whole road up to the front. And if you saw that picture, you would be like, I recognize it. You would absolutely
right there, Oak Alley Plantation.
Yeah, right. it was pretty, it's pretty interesting that these homes had survived.
It says that these trees are 100 years older than the house itself. The house was built in 1837, so they're 200 and some odd years old.
And they estimate that these trees will live for 300 years. And what's interesting is they have no idea who planted them originally. There was some little house there. This guy, rich guy, comes, buys this land, gets rid of the old house, and builds this plantation. But this is what I think is the most interesting thing. The house was abandoned for a long time, and it used to have marble floors all over in the bottom, but it was abandoned, and cows and horses got inside and, like, were just hanging out in the house and trampled over and ruined all the marble on the floor.
Really?
But you look at the house that has these, like, beautiful, like, chandeliers and all this stuff, and there would have been just cows hanging out
seriously,
in there.
Between us girls, no one else is watching. Was that a boring tour?
No.
Because I would want to just do this. Where is it?
Well, you know, I get into history a lot, right? But what was interesting about this was we talked a lot about architecture, actually, which was interesting. And they actually had, in this house, they have this thing that, and I wish I had a picture of it, but over the table they have this thing that looked like a big fan, and it was on a pulley system.
Yes.
And so it would move to keep flies off the food. Anyways, I thought that was interesting. And the other thing that I didn't realize, all of the door handles were really super low. And I'm like, what is up with all these low door handles? And all the furniture was little, it looked like it was on little teeny tiny legs.
You know why?
Like almost for a child.
You know why? Because people like Wayne come in and offer wine. And they're on their knees the whole time. They got to get the door.
No, because the average height of a Creole man, which is, French, was 5'4".
Oh, no kidding.
So the women, I think the average height of a woman. But just think, that's the average height. That means, right, there were a lot that were shorter. Yeah. The average height of a Creole woman was 4 feet.
Did you see the Olympic road?
I mean, sorry, 5 feet tall. No, but it was just crazy because the door handles were all real low and the chairs were like super short. It was crazy.
All right, let's continue on with the what you got here.
We enjoyed it. It was interesting.
Now, this is Pat O'Brien's.
Okay, well, so then we decide we need to have dinner. We don't want a big meal, so we decide we're going to go back to Pat O'Brien's because we really want to try a hurricane. And that's where it all started to go downhill hill a little bit. After we ate, we started having our hurricane. Michelle thought the hurricane was too sweet because right. She doesn't like rum. So she decided that she was going to have a cyclone. Which she loved.
Which was based upon what drink? Has anybody had a cyclone here before? Have you ever heard of that before? I mean, hurricanes here.
It's a vodka drink and it's orange.
Okay.
Versus the hurricane is red and more like a punch.
Right.
Anyway, so we decide that we're going to go over to this piano bar and it's packed, but somehow we get like the best seat in the house. And you can see by that photo, if you go back, Jacob, you can see how busy it is. It was packed in there and it was so fun. There was a guy sitting right next to us from Taiwan.
Oh, yeah, I didn't put his picture up.
He was crazy. He was running around up and down the aisles, dancing to every single song. The party was getting started, let me just say that. This is probably about 8 o'clock.
Nice.
All right, let's see what's next. Oh, this guy was super cool. You see that guy in the blue vest? He has worked at Pat O'Brien's, I think, for 40 years. And
which means I saw him when I was there.
And his job, he had like this metal tray and like a serving tray.
Right.
Like that you would serve cocktails on. And then he has something on his fingertips.
Like the what do you call those things for sewing? Thimbles.
But I don't think they were thimbles, but they did make a tinny, cymbal-y percussion sound.
Right.
And so while the pianos were dueling, he was playing the percussion, which was really interesting.
See that picture again?
He was really, really good. And he was having so much fun and nodding, and he was fantastic. Really fantastic. You can really see, uh-oh. Well, okay, so this picture, do you see the feathers?
How could you not see the feathers?
So the feathers, our waitress had these big feathers in her hair. So Michelle and I decided we needed to have feathers too. So we bought these.
Now, you were telling me that you got your drinks, you went out walking around. They allow you to walk around with alcohol there.
Yeah, they do. As long as it's in a plastic cup.
And it was funny because you told my mom, Miss Nancy, as she's known by the Miss Sally over there. You said, hey, I went to New Orleans, and mom said, I hate New Orleans.
She says it's smelly.
It smells. It stinks. When I was there back in, you know, whatever, it was annoying. And you were saying they clean that place.
They hose the whole thing down.
They
every
hose
night.
The place down.
Like, they must scrub it with some kind of a machine because, you know, in the morning we would get up and go have like a hot breakfast or whatever, and you would see that something, it looked like a machine had come and there was suds, like they had scrubbed it down, and they sprayed the sidewalks down and everything every night.
So. Okay, let's go with
the
picture.
Awesome. I didn't think it was smelly, but so there were
Ms.
some,
Nancy
there were
has
some,
a sensitive
there
note.
Were some bars I went into that were pretty smelly, I do have to say that. And this is
wait
just
a minute, wait a minute, you didn't tell me you went into smelly bars.
Well, yeah, we went into
and
bars.
And you said you went dancing, and I said,
almost every bar
get, did you guys
on,
get picked up?
No, no. Almost, we were really just there having fun. We had the best time.
What's the signal for a man to know that these women don't want to be picked up? Because you said that you put that signal out. I want to know what it is.
I don't know that we put the signal out. We were just so into just her and I having a good time and just catching up as friends. I don't know. We were pretty oblivious to anything else going around. We were just having fun.
So that's it. If a woman is oblivious to you, that's the sign.
Well, we both had wedding rings on. I don't know.
That doesn't stop a lot. I mean, what? What are you doing? Oh, for God's sake.
So, anyways.
Sometimes, so, you know, occasionally we have a medical emergency in the audience here. And I think one of our audience members just had a seizure and is trying to, his arm stiffens up and he starts to freak out. Jeez Louise. Jennifer, if you come to the show, please don't have a seizure while you're watching the show.
That photo is just showing all the lights. It's just like bar after bar after bar, and most of them have live music playing, a lot of cover bands. So we were just having fun. We were dancing.
Did they have people giving out amyl nitrate hits?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Never mind. Is that the last picture? Oh, what else you got?
Oh yes, my God. Okay, so the next day was Saturday. We were gonna go to the Commander's Palace. Have you guys ever heard of Commander's Palace? Nobody? Oh my God. Okay, so it's a super famous restaurant. I think that it's where Emeril got his start. I think. And it's in the Garden District, and it's been around, another place has been around since like the 1800s. It's a very high-end restaurant. We went there for brunch. Amazing. Probably the best service I've ever had anywhere.
Better than the Riviera buffet?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, better than, what's been the best service we've had here, do you think?
When you make me the pork chops with the seasoned salt?
No, I'm just saying. Seriously, the best service I've ever had. Worth every penny. If you ever go to New Orleans, definitely go to Commander's Palace. It was really fantastic. Everything about it was great.
All right, what else we got? Let's roll through these. Oh, geez, that's
okay.
Sad.
So there's tons of these old cemeteries there, right? And most of the cemeteries, the people are buried above ground because New Orleans is actually below sea level. So the water table, if you dig down like 2 feet, you're going to hit water.
No.
So, you know, when people first started moving there, the Indians actually had to tell people, the French, right, that you have to drill holes in the bottom of the coffins.
Why?
So the coffin would sink.
Oh, that's pleasant.
The coffin would fill up, or they would have to use like big poles and like anchor it down there. But then the Indians told them about drilling the holes in the coffins. And so that's what they did for a long time. And now they just, you know, a lot of people just get buried above the ground. But Commander's Palace is directly across the street in the Garden District from Lafayette Cemetery, I think it's called. And that is a very famous cemetery because that's where like a lot of the parts of Interview with a Vampire were filmed there. Very, very famous.
Right.
For dead people. Oh, that's the outside of Commander's Palace. That's what it looks like. And you can see it's just it was probably just a much smaller and just an old house. And then we walked around the Garden District because they have tons of cool mansions. So these are just some of the mansions. Oh, okay. So after we did all this, on Saturday, we decided that we needed to have a Chinese massage.
Oh. Now, I had a picture of that, but I was told to take it out.
That was crazy, let me just say. You kind of lay down in a big recliner, and then they massage your feet.
So this is in front of the Chinese massage?
Well, there's, of course, I know it'll shock you, but there was a bar right next to the Chinese massage. And so those bikes were out in front of the massage place. I thought, well, those are kind of quirky.
Okay. Is that anymore? And that's...
Oh, Café Du Monde. Uh-huh. Very, very famous. I don't know if you guys have ever been there,
Café Du Monde.
This has also been around since the 1800s.
Yes, it has.
As a coffee and beignet place, which is basically beignet is big square donut.
Yes.
New Orleans is kind of famous for it, and the reason it's famous is because of this place. So this is like just a huge like kind of must do in New Orleans. Okay, I love this because the streets, you'd be walking around, there'd be potholes in the sidewalk. You really needed to pay attention where you're walking. But they have this commemorative plaque at different places on the street talking about how they were commemorating doing improving the sidewalks. And that plaque was right next to a huge hole in the sidewalk. So I thought that was kind of funny.
And that's it. So that was your trip to...
It was fantastic. We had the best time. They had absolutely the best food there.
Did you miss me?
Yes.
I missed you too.
I called you every night.
Well, kinda.
Let's just leave it at that.
Oh. Oh.
Let's just leave it at that. No.
Okay. Wait till Living in Las Vegas After Dark, where we talk about, I was trying to sleep.
Anyways, Hotel Mont Leon, we had a little bit of an issue with the plumbing in our room, but it was such a great central
it's a
location.
Shame you can't really tell me what you told them.
No, we don't need to talk about that.
Because it's funny.
You don't want to talk about that. But
that's more Living in Las Vegas After Dark.
And that hotel's been around since the 1800s too. So.
So overall, you liked it?
Oh, I can't wait to go back.
You're gonna go with Michelle again?
No, I thought maybe we would go.
We will go.
The show's over already?
Yes, for God's sake. It's been 2 hours.
Okay. I really love New Orleans. You know what? It's like the sister city to Vegas.
Really? Oh, because you can drink and walk around.
Well, just it's fun. You know, it's a fun place. It has a great vibe.
I say, well, thanks everybody for playing along. Melissa thanks you.
I do.
And I thank you. And luckily, the medical emergency here, he's still okay. Still a little stiff, not really moving a lot. Apparently, he's got a good pulse.
Sign language.
What you just heard was another seizure. He kind of freaked out, hand just went up. That's a little sad, really. I hope he's okay. I don't care if he's okay. Anyways, again, if you want to reach out to us, you can check us out at OnAirQ at livinginlv.com. Our toll-free number, 866-966-4599. Big hand for the chat people. Big hand for the live audience. Guess what? He recovered. Check us out on Twitter, Vegas Video, ntwrk.com. And again, if you want to be adopted, and we want you to be adopted, you're going to send an email to friends@livinginlv.com. Again, friends@livinginlv.com. Send an email. Tell us why you should be adopted. And you could be up there where Rat is right now. There. Oh, look at that. Roof, roof, roof. You know what? I need to stop. Okay, that's it, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for coming along. We'll see you next week. Happy Thanksgiving. Thick.